I want to start with a headache we all have. Not a, you know, a literal headache, but a digital one.
Okay.
It's the feeling that the internet is just full. You open LinkedIn, it's flooded. YouTube, infinite scroll, podcast. I mean, Spotify has millions of them. We're just drowning in content.
Saturation.
Yeah.
Absolute saturation.
Right. But here's the thing that confuses me. If you talk to any company, and I mean any company, from a tiny startup to a Fortune 500, they are all panicking. They feel like they aren't producing enough. Mm-hmm. How can both things be true? How can we be drowning in stuff, yet companies feel like they're starving for content?
Well, it's because the barrier to entry has completely shifted.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years ago, the hard part was distribution.
Getting on TV, getting on the radio.
Exactly. Getting shelf space in a bookstore. That was the bottleneck. Today, mm-hmm. distribution is basically free. YouTube has infinite shelf space. Spotify will take as much audio as you can possibly upload.
So the bottleneck has moved.
It's moved upstream. It's the making of the stuff.
It's the production.
It is the production bottleneck. Everyone feels this pressure to be omnichannel. You can't just have a blog anymore. You need the blog, the podcast, the YouTube video, the little vertical clips for TikTok, the LinkedIn carousel.
Now, to do all that requires an army.
Or a very, very large budget, which
right.
is basically the same thing. And that, right there, is where today's deep dive gets really interesting. We aren't just talking about, you know, how to write faster.
No.
We're looking at what happens when you take a high-end engineering consultancy, I mean real builders who solve complex problems, and you hand them an industrial-grade content engine.
We're talking about Wiseline and Auto Content API.
Correct. On one side, you've got Wiseline. They're a global technology services provider.
Mm-hmm.
They build what they call AI-native solutions for massive industries like media and entertainment, finance.
They're the ones building the plumbing for the big brands.
Exactly. And on the other side, you have Auto Content.
Right.
And I want to be very specific here because the words matter. Auto Content isn't described as a tool for you or me to just play with. It's described as an industrial engine. It's infrastructure. It's an API designed to automate the transformation of raw data into podcasts, videos, and text.
So the mission today is to figure out how these two fit together. How does a consultancy like Wiseline use an engine like Auto Content to solve that production bottleneck we just talked about?
Mm-hmm.
Because if the answer is just they make more blog posts faster, I'm going to be pretty disappointed.
Oh, that's definitely not that. We are talking about changing the unit economics of growth. We are talking about content transformation.
Okay, content transformation. That sounds a little like consultant speak. Break that down for me. What does that actually look like in the wild?
Let's start with the money. I think that's where the pain is most obvious. If Wiseline has a client, let's say a media company or a bank, and they want to launch a high-quality podcast, what does that cost?
I mean, if you want it to sound good, scripts, recording, editing, sound design, thousands.
Easy. The data suggests outsourcing a single professional episode runs anywhere from $100 on the absolute low end to $15,000 for high-end production.
Wow.
Now, add video. A professional video shoot and edit, you're looking at $3,000 minimum per asset.
So if you want to be daily or even weekly across both audio and video, you're burning hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
Which is why companies don't do it. They pick one lane. We're a blog company. Or we are a YouTube channel, and they just ignore the other 80% of the audience. This is the exact problem Wiseline sees. Their clients have the ideas, but they can't afford the execution on every channel.
Enter the engine.
Enter Auto Content API. Its whole philosophy is headless content production.
Headless. Okay, another engineering term.
It just means there's no interface where you click buttons. It works in the background. It decouples the idea from the format.
Yeah.
You feed it a source, a URL, a PDF report, a raw text file. And you treat content creation like a data transformation task.
So instead of hiring a writer to summarize the report, and then a voice actor to read it, and then a video editor to visualize it,
you run a script. The API takes that 50-page PDF, it extracts the key insights, and it outputs a broadcast-ready MP3 with ID3 tags. It outputs a video file with avatars and subtitles. It outputs structured text for a blog all at once.
You know, I've used tools like Google's Notebook LM. I can upload a PDF and it gives me a little audio summary. It's pretty cool. Is this just that?
That's the comparison everyone makes, but it's the wrong one. Notebook LM is a consumer tool. You, the human, have to go to the website, drag and drop the file, and wait. It's manual.
I see.
Auto Content is for developers. It's the Notebook LM API alternative. It allows a company like Wiseline to build that capability directly into their client system.
Because the client doesn't even know they're using it.
Exactly. Let's look at Wiseline's media and entertainment practice. They build the media supply chain for big networks. So imagine a scenario. A journalist at a Wiseline client publishes a breaking news story, a text article.
Okay, standard stuff.
In the old world, that article just sits there. Maybe, if it's a huge story, a video team picks it up 3 days later. In the Wiseline world, using auto content, the moment that article is published in the CMS, a webhook fires.
A webhook, so like a digital trigger?
Yes. A signal that says, new content alert. Auto content instantly ingests that article. Within minutes, it generates a 60-second vertical video script, renders the video with a faceless avatar or stock footage, it generates a short audio update for the daily podcast feed, and it creates a quiz for social media.
Without a human pressing start.
Zero human intervention. It's programmatic.
Yeah.
And the cost difference is, well, it's laughable.
Okay, give me that damage.
Remember that $3,000 video?
Yeah.
The sources say an API-generated video via auto content costs about 400 credits. On their business plan, that's roughly 4 euros.
4 euros versus $3,000.
Roughly, yes.
Okay, hold on. I have to play devil's advocate here. If I can make video for 4 euros, isn't it going to look like a 4 euro video? Are we just flooding the internet with garbage?
That is the valid fear. But think about it from a growth hacking perspective. Wiseline works with clients who need to test things.
Right.
If a video costs $3,000, you can't afford to take risks. You have to be safe. You make one video and you just pray it works.
Because if it flops, you're fired.
Exactly. But if the video costs 4 euros, you can engage in what they call creative testing at scale. Wiseline can set up a system that generates 50 variations of that video. Different hooks, different avatars, different scripts.
You flood the zone. You see what sticks.
Exactly. You're not betting the farm on one piece of content. You're playing the probabilities. You shift from quality through perfectionism to quality through iteration. You find the winner because you could afford to make 49 losers.
That's a dangerous power if you use it wrong, but I see the logic. Now, Wiseline isn't just about media companies. They're a huge global entity. They talk a lot about nearshoring teams in Mexico, Vietnam, Spain. How does this fit into that?
This is where the instant globalization feature comes in. And honestly, for a global consultancy, this is the killer app.
Globalization usually means hiring a local team.
Right. If a U.S. client wants to expand to Latin America, Wiseline usually has to spin up a team in Mexico or Colombia to create Spanish content. It's slow. It's expensive.
And it's hard to manage if you don't speak the language.
Mm-hmm. Auto content supports over 50 languages. So Wiseline can build a workflow where a CEO in New York records a town hall in English. The system transcribes it, translates it, and resynthesizes the audio into Spanish, German, and Japanese.
Resynthesizes? You mean it dubs it?
It creates a new voice track. So the Japanese team wakes up to a podcast update in Japanese. Mm. The Spanish team gets it in Spanish.
Mm.
You are multiplying your total addressable market, your TAM, by 5 times overnight.
Without hiring 5 new editorial teams.
Exactly. For Wiseline, which prides itself on efficiency and nearshore agility, this is a massive value add. They aren't just selling engineering hours. They're selling global reach.
I want to get into the weeds for a second. We keep saying Wiseline are builders. They hire engineers who write Python and Node.js. Why does the API-first nature of auto content matter to them? Why not just use a nice drag-and-drop tool?
Because drag-and-drop doesn't scale.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to log into a website, you can't automate it. Wiseline focuses on the SDLC carrot AI, the software development lifecycle powered by AI. They want code that talks to code.
So they want to integrate this into the plumbing they already have.
Precisely. Auto content uses standard REST protocols. It fits right into the environments Wiseline engineers are already using. But more importantly, it has enterprise resilience.
Resilience, like it doesn't crash.
It's more about how it handles time. Generating a 4K video isn't instant. It takes time to render. If you just have a standard connection, the server might time out. It hangs up. Auto content uses webhooks. It basically says, okay, I got your request. I'll call you back at this URL when the video is done.
So the Wiseline system can go do other work instead of just staring at a loading bar.
Exactly. It also handles things like error codes, code 503s, if a source URL is blocked. These things sound boring. But to a solutions architect at Wiseline, this is the difference between a toy and infrastructure.
But Wiseline isn't only hardcore engineers, right? They have marketing teams, project managers. Can those people use this?
That's the flip side. The sources mention integrations with Make.com and Zapier. These are no-code platforms. So a marketing strategist at Wiseline doesn't need to bug the engineering team to build a bot.
Yeah.
They can set up what's called a reaction loop.
Reaction loop. I like that. What's the scenario?
Imagine the marketing team wants to monitor sentiment on X, formerly Twitter. They can set up a Zapier workflow where AutoContent's social listening tool watches for a specific keyword or a spike in negative sentiment.
Okay, so the brand is getting canceled.
The moment that spike hits, the system triggers a deep research task. It scrapes the relevant tweets, analyzes the argument, checks the facts, and auto-generates a market alert video script or a briefing document.
So before the PR team has even finished their morning coffee, there's a briefing on their desk saying, "Here is why people are mad, and here is a draft response."
Speed is the currency. It allows you to react to the market in real time.
You mentioned deep research there, and I want to double click on that because when I read about Wiseline, I see a lot about pods and studios and internal knowledge. But let's be real, consultancies have a notorious problem with silos.
The knowledge trap.
Right. You have brilliant people learning amazing things, and where does that knowledge go? Into a 50-page PDF on a SharePoint drive that nobody ever opens again.
It's where knowledge goes to die. And this is a huge use case for auto content that goes way beyond marketing. It's internal.
So how does it fix the PDF problem?
Auto content has a deep research endpoint. It can take that dense technical manual or that quarterly compliance report or that new security protocol and turn it into an internal podcast.
So picture this. I'm a Wiseline developer in Vietnam. I have a 45-minute commute on a scooter.
Exactly. Instead of trying to read a PDF on your phone before work, which you won't do, you listen to a 10-minute engaging audio summary of the new compliance rules. It's knowledge transfer via passive consumption.
That actually sounds like something I would use. I hate reading those memos.
We all do. And there's another layer to this internal communication piece. They call it the CEO paradox.
Which is?
The team wants to hear from leadership. They want to feel connected to the vision. But the leadership is busy. They don't have time to record daily updates.
So the team feels ignored.
Auto content offers voice cloning. Now, I know, deep fakes, scary stuff. But in a corporate context, it's leverage. A Wiseline executive can record a few minutes of audio to train the model. Then they can type or have an AI write daily updates. The system generates the audio in their voice.
So the CEO can be in a board meeting, but their voice is delivering a morning update to the entire global staff.
And the sources describe the voices as natural, steady, and believable. It solves the presence problem. It lets leadership scale their soft power without scaling their calendar time.
It's efficient, I'll give you that. But it brings us to the edge of something bigger. We've talked about making content for humans, videos for TikTok, podcasts for commuters. But Wiseline's website talks about building agentic systems.
This is the most futuristic part of the discussion, but it's also probably the most important.
Agent and systems. That means software acting on behalf of a user, right?
Yes. And we are seeing a fundamental shift in how the web works. For the last 20 years, the web was built for human eyes. You write an article so a human can read it, you make a video so a human can watch it.
And now.
Now we are moving to the agentic web. AI agents like ChatGPT, Gemini, Perplexity are the ones reading the content. If I ask ChatGPT what is Wiseline's stance on AI ethics,
Yeah.
it doesn't watch a YouTube video. It reads the transcript. It scans for data.
So if your content isn't machine readable, you're basically invisible to AI.
You're invisible. And this is where auto content shines. It
Yeah.
doesn't just output an MP3, it outputs structured data JSON files, FAQs, transcripts. It structures the content so that search engines and AI agents can digest it easily.
It's like feeding the algorithm exactly what it wants to eat.
And it's not just text anymore. Audio SEO is becoming huge. Search engines are starting to index audio. By using auto content to convert all their text into podcasts, Wiseline ensures that their clients are visible in voice search.
So when I ask Siri or Alexa a question, the answer might come from a Wiseline client's podcast because the AI could read the audio.
That's the goal. By automating the creation of these formats, Wiseline is effectively future-proofing their clients for a world where the primary audience might not be a human at all, but an AI agent aggregating data for a human.
That is a lot to process. We've gone from saving money on video production to feeding the AI
It's
overlords.
all connected, though. It's all about efficiency and adaptability.
So let's wrap this up. We started with the idea of content saturation, the noise, and we looked at how Wiseline, the builders, can use auto content, the engine, to navigate that.
It's really a shift in production philosophy.
Yeah.
You're moving from linear production, where one person makes one asset, to parallel production,
Yeah.
one input, a dozen assets.
And it seems like for Wiseline, this is the perfect tool to upsell. They aren't just building apps anymore, they're building self-sustaining content ecosystems.
They're building growth engines.
But here's the question that I'm stuck on, and I want to leave our listeners with this. If auto content allows you to generate 1,000 assets as easily as one, if the cost of video drops to €4, if production capacity is no longer the constraint, what becomes the new bottleneck?
That is the multi-million dollar question.
Is it human creativity? Is it just having a good idea in the first place? Or is it our attention span? Because if Wiseline helps every client flood the zone, eventually we just run out of eyeballs.
Or, and this is a thought for a company like Wiseline, maybe the future of software engineering isn't about writing code for apps. Maybe it's just about managing armies of content-generating AI agents, all talking to each other, optimizing forever.
A sobering thought. And on that note, we're going to sign off. Thanks for listening to this deep dive into Wiseline and the Auto Content API. We'll catch you on the next one.